Welcome to Blazed University with your hosts and Allie.
Hello, everybody. Back for episode 2. I mean, it's episode 15, but our second episode back.
Episode 15, number 2. Excuse me, I'm coughing on my vape. After the hiatus.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. Happy whatever day it is when this gets launched.
As you can tell, we're super planners.
Yep. Oh, excuse me. Allie is packing a bowl right now. I've got really pink toenail polish on that's pretty distracting.
Really? I should paint my toenails, actually. I haven't gotten a pedicure in over a year. I think the last time I got one was, like, last May.
Last weekend for me.
Oh, yeah, no. Like, last year. And I know people are like, last May? Like, when did that happen? I went home to Georgia.
Nice.
They didn't believe COVID existed, so. I mean, I still don't think most people in Georgia believe that, but.
Yikes.
It's okay.
What? This episode drops in August. Right now it's July. It's hotter than Blue Blazes here in San Diego. It was what, 78 degrees at 8 a.m. did you say?
No, it was like 73 or something.
Okay, well, make a liar out of me.
But I mean, let's see how hot it is right now. I mean, it's pretty hot, and since we're recording, we can't have the fans on. Oh,
how hot is it?
It's 84 degrees.
Holy moly.
Yeah, like, why did we pick today to record and not go to the bay?
Oh, jeez.
Today should have been our bay day.
Yeah, my back is sweaty.
That's so sexy, Spencer.
It's hot, dude.
That's okay. I have deodorant under my boobs.
Oh, smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm also in long sleeves and capris.
Why?
I didn't know.
What? That is not an excuse. I didn't know.
I came over to Allie's today to record, so I woke up and I was really tired, and I just put clothes on, brushed my teeth, and walked and grabbed my computer and walked out the door. So my brain wasn't with me. It was outside of my soul until, wait.
Oh. My brain was outside of my soul until you, like, walked in. Yeah, I mean, I only put on clothes because Nayeli was here this morning and then you came. Otherwise, I'd probably just be laying in my bedroom with the AC.
Yeah, you also are a naked person. You hang out, like, in your household nude all the time.
Yeah, that's pretty regular. Which is, like, I'm not, like, a nudist. And I mean, I am kind of a nudist in the sense that I really wish I didn't have to wear clothes places. Yeah. But not in the sense that I want all people to see me nude.
Yeah, or you'd move to, like, a nudist colony.
No, I don't know. Because I don't want to really see other people nude. I just, like, it feels free to me. Like, yeah. I don't – clothes sometimes, which is the reason, like, I sleep naked, is, like –
they feel restricting.
Yeah, like claustrophobic. They make me feel suffocated where I'm like.
I'm a t-shirt and underwear kind of girls. I'm a huge, huge, huge supporter of the no pants party at home lifestyle.
Oh my gosh. I used to have this friend. I mean, I guess we're still friends. We haven't talked in a long time. But she, like, her friends knew it. Like, she walked in her door, she would take off her pants.
Yeah,
even if there was, like, a whole bunch of people there.
Oh.
She didn't care. She, like, would just take off her pants and be like, it's my fucking house. No pants. Like.
That's interesting.
She just, like, it was her thing because she hated pants so much that when she walked in the door, she was like, they're off, guys. I hope you're okay with that.
Well,
I'm like that, but I'll, like, put on shorts sometimes.
Yeah.
Depending on who.
Yeah. I live by myself, so it's like, I can do whatever. Well, so do you. So, like, we do whatever the heck we want. But it's hot. Today I'm going to go home and I'm going to take these pants off. And this long sleeve shirt. T-shirt and no pants it is.
Yeah.
I might give Ty a B-A-T-H today.
Why did you spell it?
Like, I don't know if Bella, your little princess, knows what it means.
No, she needs one, though. I need to give her one. I need to, when you leave, I'm probably going to go turn on my cold water and lay in the cold shower.
Ooh, that's a little too chilly for me.
No, you got to get nice and cold so when you get out of the shower, this feels
but
good.
But then you sweat. So then you're all, then you instantly get sticky because it's so hot.
No, it takes me a second.
My SO has a pool at his complex.
Bitch, why have you not invited him?
Are we going?
Are we calling him?
Okay, well, we are totally on a tangent. So no. maybe we start with some.
Hold on. I want to tell you this one thing, and then I'll do my topic. So my sister came to visit like a few weeks ago. And honestly, I complain about it being hot. And she lives in Georgia, and she has AC. And it gets way hotter there than it does here. Much more humid. It's awful. And so sometimes I'm, like, laying on the couch dying last summer. And she would be like, it can't be that hot. I thought it was perfect weather all the time in San Diego. Da-da-da-da. Yes, Jessica, that's your voice. And so she came to visit, and it actually was really hot. It was like June. It's never really hot here in June. June gloom is a thing. But she came. It was a really warm weekend. It ended up being pretty okay every single day. But the day she left, we went whale watching, which I highly recommend. It was so much fun. Even though I'm afraid of whales, it was fun. But we went whale watching, and I didn't think about it. I didn't prepare my house. Mm-hmm. It had been so good the whole day. So I didn't have fans running. I didn't have, like, my windows open, really nothing. And it was so cool by the coast. Like, it was perfect weather on the boat. We get back and we are dying. Like, it is so hot in my apartment. Oh, it was like almost 100 degrees in my apartment.
That's a lot.
And we both took cold showers. She was like, this is hell. This is so hot. And I was like, I told you. Like, I told you. Like, now you know what I, like, suffer through. Yeah. And so we just ended up, like, putting the least amount of clothes possible and sitting on the porch because it was, like, 10 degrees cooler outside, 15 degrees cooler.
Oh, San Diego.
I know. I just wanted to say I was right.
It does get hot here. It does. It gets, there's, like, it's. Yeah, it's hot today.
So not having the AC thing is kind of the thing. And I enjoy the breeze that I get in having my windows open and stuff.
Yeah, I miss central air conditioning in every household in Pennsylvania. It's like, you don't have AC? What?
Yeah, but the other bad thing about that is, like, you also don't go outside.
True. Like, stay indoors.
Here, I would rather go outside because it's cooler outside sometimes than it is inside.
Yeah. Yeah, it's getting to, I have, like, one of the portable, like, the movable air conditionings. Those shit suck, but it's, in the next couple of weeks, I think I'm going to have to put it back in my window, like, the tube, and install it.
Yeah, that's, I have one in my bedroom, but I don't put it in the living room because it's, like, a waste. It's not going to cool this room off. Yeah, it barely cools that one.
And I think I'm putting it in my bedroom this year.
Yeah, highly recommend.
Anyway. Are you ready to learn something, everyone?
Yeah.
I am. I'm ready to learn. Baby, Allie is going first.
Yeah. Gives you plenty of time to get
What are you teaching me? To get nice and high?
Please. Yeah. This one actually came up. Literally, this one holiday sparked all of my creation for
4th of July sparked
topics. Yeah. What do you think my topic is then?
If I fireworks.
Damn you! Yeah. You did. Anyway, so I was thinking about it, and it was like, we do fireworks all the time here. Like, we always have fireworks for, like, New Year's, 4th of July. Like, they are a big thing in the United States.
Yeah.
And I was like, when did, like, are they old? Or is it a new thing? Like, why do we do it for the 4th of July? All of that. So, here is my topic on fireworks. So most people or many historians believe that fireworks were actually developed in the 2nd century BC.
Damn.
Yeah.
I don't know what, like.
We're what? 80, right? Jeez. Yeah, so we're 2080. So they were, like, before Christ or whatever.
Well, yeah, but what's the, I didn't know there was a 2nd BC.
I get, yeah, it's 80. Like one. I don't know where it ends, though. I don't know what the last or how it does. I don't know how they work.
Okay.
I don't know how time works.
You either. Can we get a time historian on this podcast, please?
So, 2nd century in ancient Luoyang, China.
Oh, word.
Luoyang? Anyway, in China. And so the first natural firecrackers were bamboo stalks that they would throw in the fire and they would explode with a bang. So they like put a little bit in the bamboo stalks, throw them in the fire, and they have like these hollow air pockets, which cause them to like explode. And they were natural firecrackers to ward off evil spirits. So that's what they used them for. Like the sounds were scary and they ward off evil spirits. Yeah. So, but sometime during 600 to 980, so like a long time after that, legend has it that there was a Chinese alchemist that mixed potassium nitrate, sulfur, and charcoal to produce like gunpowder, essentially. And he poured that into the hollowed out bamboo sticks. And this was like the first man-made firework. So just a little chemical pulled in there. So then, I mean, I didn't even know fireworks were this old. So then in the 13th century, fireworks made their way to Europe from like Chinese trade and all of that. And then by the 15th century, they were widely used for religious festivals and public entertainment. Italians were the first to manufacture fireworks, and European rulers were especially fond of the use to enchant subjects and illuminate their castles on important occasions. So like it was a big thing that like Russia especially really liked using fireworks because they thought it made them look pretty and like rich and grand. Yeah, that whole look.
Got it.
So if you, we're going to jump ahead to 1600. If you attended a fireworks show in the 1600s, the science would not have been much different from ancient China. But it was a lot more entertaining. So now they're using it for military victories, religious events, royal celebrations, and they were run by these fire masters. But they still don't have color yet, but they're like explosions. Yeah. So they're still like just a like the orange color.
Okay.
And they have fire masters and their assistants, green men, which is interesting. So before the show, the green men, who were named that because of the leaves that they wore to protect themselves from sparks, would tell jokes to the crowd while they prepared the celebration. Being a green man, however, was a highly dangerous position, and many were injured or killed when their fireworks malfunctioned.
Yep. That makes total sense. I was going to say these green men. I thought it was probably, like, because they all go green and die because they get blown up. But no. Green men because of the leaves. Got it.
They go green and die.
Nah. I mean, I feel like even being, like, a, like, ugh, fireworks, they scare me. I don't want to be too close when people are lighting off fireworks. Just doesn't seem safe. But continue, my friend.
Okay, so if you've ever wondered, like we said, why the 4th of July has fireworks, I'm going to tell you why. So on July 2nd, 1776.
July 2nd, 1776.
Yes. 2 days before the original 4th of July.
1776. July.
Do you not know when the Declaration of Independence was signed?
No. Why would I know that? You think that in this brain,
I just feel like all Americans should know that. Like, I remember there's a video that I love. You should look it up, where this guy goes to the beach on the 4th of July and he asks people, what year was the Declaration of Independence signed? And then he asks, who did we get our independence from? And he asks a bunch of people and nobody gets it right. Like, they're like, oh, we got our independence from Mexico
or Europe. Britain, England.
Yeah. Girl, what? I love you.
Dude, I have horrible learning disabilities. Me trying to learn things. You think I remember something that I learned in fifth grade?
I mean, I just.
Or wait, maybe even like high school?
I'm so obsessed with history
history.
It's like in my brain that you wouldn't know we came from England.
I've shoved so much information into this skull that it's all of it's gone.
Okay.
Anywho,
back to
1776, July 2nd.
Yes. 2 days before the declaration was signed, John Adams wrote this in a letter to his wife. This day will be most memorable in the history of America, he predicted. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as a great anniversary festival. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, bonfire and illuminations or fireworks, from one end of this continent to the other end, from this time forward forevermore. And so it was. On July 4th, 1777, the first anniversary of America's countryhood, there were indeed fireworks, and there would be for more than 200 years to follow. So they had it like literally on the first anniversary. Mm-hmm. They had fireworks to celebrate it. And this was even, fun fact, 6 years before they even knew that they were going to win the war. They didn't win it for like six mm-hmm. more years. But we had that whole,
yeah,
like it's just continued.
Celebration.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
So, but the ones that we have today would actually not be created until another 60 years when Italian inventors added metals like strontium or barium. Mm-hmm. And in the 1830s, our modern fireworks were born.
1830s.
Yes. So they kind of had colors before this a little bit, and they those were come from like mixing different chemicals, mm-hmm. but it wasn't until 1830s that we really got what we see today.
Yeah.
And just so the fireworks made in the 1830s are the same ones we're using now.
Yeah.
Like the same
process
everything. Yeah. And here's just a few fun facts. But silent fireworks, which I really love this, are becoming popular. And there's an Italian town of Colleccio, and they switched to silent fireworks in 2015.
Nice.
So I like the fact that, like, technology is advancing to the fact, because they are loud. They do, like, they scare me. They scare my dog. Mm-hmm. Like, on the 4th of July, I was sitting here trying to play video games, and they would go off, not even consecutively where you know that it's, like, constantly happening, but just, like, once every, like, 20 minutes, and I would be like, oh, shit, what's that?
I read something about how, it, like, it disrupts, the booms and stuff disrupt the ecosystem.
Yeah, so they fuck with bees,
birds don't like them, all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, dogs don't like it. Military, anybody with PTSD, it reminds them of gunfire. It can really, like, trigger that. Like,
it's interesting, though, because in San Diego, our fireworks here are, like, one-fifth of the fireworks that we have in Pennsylvania. Like, there's a fireworks show on 4th of July in Pennsylvania, in my hometown, and it is insane and lights up the entire sky. And I feel like all of the fireworks in San Diego on the 4th of July combined don't equal the massiveness at Penn State.
See, I like fireworks. I think they're pretty, but like going to see fireworks is such a struggle because you have to fight the crowds and like all of that. And I can't say that I've seen very many like wow firework displays that like really blew me away.
Out here in San Diego, I don't know if it's because we have like rules because of fires and things like that. I don't know why they're not like even the ones up from SeaWorld that blow up every freaking night, so close to it, so loud, but like even those are like meh. I'm with you. I would not
have you seen the ones on OB for 4th. I went and saw those 1 year because someone like drove me down there because I wouldn't do it. And I did enjoy that. But it might have been because they were able to like do it over the water. Mm-hmm. And it was so much closer than I feel like a lot of fireworks shows seem kind of far away because they have to do that for like safety that you don't get like that.
The things, the cinders falling.
Yeah.
Whatever. Fireworks like blow up a lot of people's shit. That's another thing. Like people die from fireworks and people lose eyes and hands and arms and limbs and well, arms are limbs, but like, you know what I mean? But like people like the Roman candles, like how many videos of like people shooting Roman candles? I can't, Allie, if you did that to me, you would. I know you. Oh my God.
No, so like, this had to be after my and we just graduated high school. Mm-hmm. And my friend brought a bunch of Roman candles and we were in her cul-de-sac and we decided, because I was a nerd in high school, I'm going to go ahead and like say that we were going to do Harry Potter. So we just like had duels, shot them at each other.
Oh my God.
And we used to, hit my mic. But we used to have videos of them on Facebook. But I think the guy who had the video took them down because I can't access them or something happened. And I want to be like, they're funny, but I don't recommend it.
No, I would not be around you if you had fireworks. I also don't mess about with firecrackers. If you have firecrackers, and I won't be around. Like, I would not be around you if you... doing fireworks.
I'm not bad around fireworks.
No, I feel like you'd just be like...
No, I don't fuck with them. Like, okay. I did when I was younger, but, like, too many stories. Like, one time, me and my ex tried to set off fireworks. We bought, like, the... So they used to be illegal in Georgia.
Yeah.
So in order to get fireworks, you Alabama, states. Any other state but Georgia. So she drove to Alabama and got, like, some of the big ones, like, the giant ones. And... we were going to shoot them off of our dock, but we couldn't because there was like a big tree hanging over. And we're like, well, where can we shoot it off? So our neighbor was out of town, so we went to his dock. And this
Oh my God, did you almost catch the dock on fire?
No, it's worse. This idiot put it on like one of those 5-gallon buckets to like keep it off the ground so it wouldn't be on the dock. But like what you don't understand is like the propulsion of like the firework, it moves.
Yeah.
And so it, like, bounced off the bucket and onto its side and started shooting fireworks at his house. Oh, my God. And they weren't home, luckily. And it I mean, it was – the reason we were doing fireworks is because they were all canceled because it would not stop raining. It was, like, the summer of rain in Georgia. So everything was soaking wet.
Yeah.
Thank heavens, but that was so I don't fuck with fireworks like that.
I like sparklers a lot.
Yeah, those are fun.
I'm a huge fan of sparklers, which you're like you can't buy in San Diego. So I brought some back from.
You can't buy them in San Diego.
No, like well, I mean, I think you can buy. You can't buy like the regular packages of sparklers.
You have to be able to. I mean, we did.
They're like fancy ones that you get for like $20 a pack of four, and they're shaped weird, like. You can't find, like, I can't find regular sparklers in San Diego.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
You can order them offline, I think.
Yeah, maybe. Bye. Okay, so back to my topic. I mean, we've been talking. More? Yeah. We weren't done yet. Okay, so in 2004, Disneyland pioneered the commercial use of aerial fireworks with compressed air rather than gunpowder. The display shell explodes in the air using an electronic timer. And so this allows reduction in fumes and much greater accuracy in like height and timing of like when they go off. And they are now the largest consumer of fireworks in the world.
Disney,
which I believe because I've heard their fireworks shows are pretty amazing. Okay. So I'm just. One last thing I want to talk about the colors.
Yep.
So the colors in fireworks are generated by pyrotechnic stars, which produce intense light when ignited. These stars have five basic type of ingredients, a fuel oxidizer, color-producing salts, and when the fuel isn't a color in itself, so sometimes that is, and a binder, which holds it together. Some of the more color-producing compounds are tabulated here. I said that as I read. The color compound in fireworks will be the same as its color in a flame test. Not all compounds produce a color flame are appropriate for coloring fireworks. But when you use them correctly, they produce a pure, intense color when present in moderate concentration. So the only colors that you can get for fireworks are red, orange, yellow, gold, white, silver, are the main colors that you can get.
Yeah. I feel like I've never really seen like super purple.
Yeah. You can get like fireworks. A light purple. You can get the reds. You can get the blue.
They're pretty standard though. Yeah. I feel like that's something I heard was some interesting stuff before about the colors of fireworks. They're pretty limited to the chemical reactions or the fuel color, right?
Yes. So, and then just to show you, because they're, like, each one has a different effect.
Yeah.
So, like, the fireworks that you most know, like, you see. That one's called the brocade.
The ones that, like, look like a dandelion and then they fizzle downward?
They don't really fizzle, but they, like, explode. Like, yeah, the ones that pop.
Yeah. And they make, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so, and then the ones that are, like, skinnier lines that are bigger are the chrysanthemums.
Mm, pretty.
And then you have the comets, which are just the ones that kind of fly across the sky.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the crocettes.
Those look crazy.
Which are the ones that look kind of like a plant. Don't you think?
I think they all kind of look plantish.
That's true. And then there's the fish, which are just like...
pew, 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 pews all over the sky.
Exactly. And then the pistil, which is the one that like pops big and then pops again.
And it's they can be different colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which those are my favorite. The pistils are probably
I like the ones that look like they like pop and then they look like the waterfalls coming down.
So you have the strobe, which is just like a small little one that creates a lot of smoke. And then the one that you really like is called the willow.
The willow. Where it
looks where like it pops Fantasia really color. And I don't know if I've really seen a lot of these. This one's called the peony.
Yeah.
And it's just like a bunch
they
of
have
like
those in Pennsylvania. They're pretty cool.
Yeah. Like that one's really pretty. That's the thing, I guess, with firework shows is I wanna be impressed. I don't wanna just see like a couple.
Yeah, a couple like four boop 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 of the pistol and you're good. No, thanks.
No. I wanna see a bunch of different types, a bunch of different colors. Yeah.
Same. I want
give me variety.
And like I think they do this like a lot of places, but like the fireworks show goes to like the radio. So like the music and then the fireworks are like lined up to be with the music and pow and da 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 da. I love all that. That's cool. But I haven't seen good fireworks since I left Pennsylvania 7 years ago. Well, I mean, I've been back, but like, Allie, are we plugged in?
Yeah, we're plugged in.
Oh, Jesus Christ. She's looking around like something's happening with our mics.
Keep going.
But anywho, that's a dope topic. Fireworks are cool. I don't like to play with them, but I like to watch them from far away. And I like big ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like big fireworks.
I cannot lie.
I need some water.
Is it my topic turn?
It is your turn.
Heck yeah. All right. This is a truly Spencer topic. Of course it's a Spencer topic because it really doesn't have an answer. Or like, I'm not teaching you anything definitively. Do you believe in any like, this isn't necessarily a superstition, but I really was interested in looking up superstitions, but this is the first one that I looked up. Do you believe in, like, the mirror cracking and it's bad luck or seeing a black cat or anything like that?
No. Well, not really. Superstitions?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, this one I don't think it falls under the superstition umbrella, but you know the... don't step on a crack, you'll break your mother's back.
Yes.
I researched that.
Okay.
Because I wanted to know, because, like, I used to play it as a kid, like, jump over the cracks and all of that jazz, right? Did you do that as a kid?
Yeah.
I still think about it sometimes to this day. I'm 31.
Yeah, I still think about it, too.
Yeah. And like, you know that, like, it's not going to really break your mother's back. Like, clearly children realize that, like, that's not true, but it's still, they do it, right? So, like I was saying, there's no like definitive, it came from here, it came from here, but there's like a couple theories. So, the first thing I'll say is like the lamest one, which is that it's just a rhyme. Like, it's just a rhyme that came from kids singing songs, that it was just like a common schoolyard playtime activity for children of all ages to sing songy rhymes. So this person is saying that it came from this particular one. Step on a crack, you'll break your mother's back. Step on a line, you'll break your father's spine. Step in a ditch, your mother's nose will itch. Step in the dirt, you'll tear your father's shirt.
Well, where the fuck are you supposed to step?
I don't know, right? But no one seems to know how far back this goes. Variations exist. The earliest reference to the rhyme, that rhyme, or a rhyme like this, was, that this person was able to find was in Google Books search from Arthur Stinger's Lonely O'Malley in 1905. But it's clear from the reference that the rhyme was a commonly known one at the time. So that is kind of just like sing-songy kids rhyme, right? Well, the two major pulls of information that I was able to find was one was that it's like, it reminds me of my Samhain.
But it took me a second to even realize what you were talking about.
Okay, again, no definitive source, but a lot. It was shared. This is shared by Europeans and early Americans that the basic idea was not to step on cracks because there's danger that lurks in empty spaces. Cracks in sidewalks, floors, and soil, as well as in walls, signals gaps in the boundaries between the realms. So, and this realm, the earthly realm and the metaphysical realm. So interact with these chasms, no matter how narrow, and it could bring misfortune to you and your family. So they think that like the rhyme came from like the metaphysical, like between realms. Something about mobility and harm becoming to your family. It means if you step on a crack, you can free a spiritual entity that breaks apart one's family. Conversely, some believe that stepping on a crack will break a witch's back or devil's back. But that is kind of what the histories of the rhyme comes from. I don't buy that one as much as I buy the second one.
What was that again?
What was what?
What you just said.
What do you mean? The earthly realm. Like, don't step on a crack because you'll bring a demon out of the crack and it'll break up your family. Don't step on a crack, break your mother's back.
That sounds like some controlling theory.
And changed, yeah, it was kind of like a negative magic, blah, blah, blah. Like, witchy history.
Witches are bad. Yeah. Demons are good. They're going to kill you.
Also, there was this weird thing about a poll by 3,000 people in Great Britain that 1 in 20 wouldn't step on cracks in the pavement. Oh, there was another one I didn't write down. There was one theory about, like, this came from, like, a Quora search, so some person wrote it, so I couldn't count it as credible, which was that a pavement company in France, their shit would crack, so they made up the rhyme. While it dried, they made up the rhyme to try and, like, in France, try and, like, dissuade from people caring that there was crack in their concrete. That was another one. But I don't know if any of that is true at all. It came from, like I said, some random human on the internet.
Not a verifiable source.
No.
Verifiable.
But the next one some people, and there was not a lot of research on this rhyme, but some believe the superstition originated from the late 19th century and the early 20th century, unfortunately, when racism was prevalent in society. So the original unkind verse was believed to either be, step on a crack and your mother's baby will turn black, or step on a crack and your mother will turn black. So due to the fact that interracial marriage
was
upon, yeah, it was also common then to say that stepping on the pavement lines meant you would marry a black person or have a black baby. So it's not so innocent. Step on a crack and your mother will turn black. So then I read a study from Dartmouth. So it was like in the South, like break your mama's back would be like dishonoring the head of household, who was oftentimes female. So racist people would sing the rhyme that you would turn black back when slavery and people and like the after like the Civil War and what is it called during like heavy discrimination time
that Reconstruction.
Yeah, so that's kind of fucked. So now,
I mean, like, I haven't ever heard that.
Yeah, but yeah, it seems to be that there's kind of a soaring history to it. And the thing I read about Dartmouth was like the Southern is that it's a Southern superstition that it started with step on a crack or excuse me, crack, step on a crack, break your mother's back was something that originated in the South. And then it kind of makes sense that it turned into something fucking horrible as things like opened up. And like I said, it's something about it. Interracial marriages and stuff, and they and people were singing it for to be racist. See, everything, I mean, those are the histories that I could find on it was either witchy or from racism. So do you need something? Are you doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing great.
Yeah, the whole time I've been doing my topic, you're playing on your computer. Is it more interesting than what I'm saying?
No, I'm just technical difficulties, but we'll be good.
Okay, are you sure?
Yeah,
okay.
I don't know. I get to those points where like something happens and then I stress over it until I figure out what's going on, and I just figured out what's going on, but we'll discuss it later. But okay. It's good. It's going to be fine.
Okay, great. Has my mic been on the whole time?
You have been recording the whole time.
From your mic?
From the computer?
Yay!
Yeah, so.
Okay, well, anywho, I don't know how often, I don't think I say out loud anymore, step on a crack, break your mother's back, because I don't like, I'm an adult, so I don't say it, but I don't think
I just think of. I think of it sometimes.
Yeah.
When I'm walking, I'm like.
I teach my children anymore or whatever. Or like, because I don't know.
But you're probably not going to teach your children.
No.
They're going to learn it in school. Like they learn Ring Around the Fucking Rosie and all of the other. Like, yeah. Do you know what? Like, I remember specifically, and this plays a big role in the fact that like it came out like right around this time. But when I was in preschool, so I was like, 4 years old, we told the Candyman story.
Yeah.
Like, I knew Candyman and Bloody Mary and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Preschool, four years old.
Red rum or whatever.
My dad's, had this guy who worked for him, and he'd bring his daughter over, and they stopped letting her come over because I would scare her with scary stories that I, like, had learned. So, like, kids are gonna learn, shit from school.
I didn't really know what I was gonna be finding when I googled where does step on a crack break your mother's back come from, but makes sense that of course it has like a shitty past, but also a witchy past, and also someone just says it comes from a regular rhyme about breaking your mother's back and your dad's spine and your mom's nose itching and you're tearing your dad's shirt. I don't know that like it's like I said. There's a lot of it. The Southern stuff was like that. Your mother's like the head of household, so it was like don't dishonor your mother and don't step on the crack because you don't want to dishonor your mom and things like that. And then the like I said, the history twists and people fuck with the rhyme and fucked it up and made it nasty. And then it turned back into or turned into the step on a crack stuff. So, like I said, this is not a definitive teaching, but there you go.
No, I think it was a very good topic.
I don't think I would call that a superstition, though, except for, like, the witchy part of it.
Yeah, I guess it kind of is because there are certain people, like, I know some people get things like that in their heads and they can't, like, once you tell them, like, if you step on a crack, you're going to break your mom's back. And then they're like,
that's another one I need to do. I knock on wood. I can't not knock on wood when someone says something shitty. Like, I used to carry this little wood cookie around. It was like a circle piece of wood on my keychain so that I always had wood with me.
That sounds so dirty. That I always have wood with me. No, that's really interesting. I don't think there's any, like, thing that I'm, like, super superstitious about.
Just a little stitches.
Like, I don't, I mean, going under a ladder is one. Like, you're not supposed to go under a ladder.
If you do something, you're supposed to throw salt over your left shoulder, but I forget what it is that you're supposed to throw salt.
No.
If you break a glass?
Yeah, something like that. Karina has one. She's, like, Russian, and she has one that she does for salt. Mm-hmm. And she does it, too. She'll be like, oh, salt. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, okay. Yeah. But, I mean, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't really. I guess I knock on wood sometimes. Mm-hmm. I know there used to be a big thing, like, stoner superstitions. Like, don't use a white lighter.
Don't use a white lighter ever.
But I heard white and red. Those are the two ones.
White lighter. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. I have been using a white lighter. Uh-huh. No, that was a big one.
Yeah.
Big one back in the day.
Because you were going to get arrested.
Yeah.
But then I realized that it doesn't matter what kind of lighter you're using.
Yeah. Well, that was it, my friend.
No, it was a very good episode.
Yeah. Everyone, I hope you can hear me.
You can hear her. Sorry for the technical difficulties, guys.
We're getting back to it, y'all.
Yeah, it. Like I said, we took a hiatus, got to relearn some things, but, you know, we will get there.
Coming back better than never, baby.
Yeah, you may not even realize that we fucked up.
No, I made it very apparent.
I know!
I don't like it when you're not listening to me.
I was listening to you. I heard everything. Okay, you said the witchy thing, you said the demon thing, and to be fair, on our last episode, if I recall, you, like, totally were like, oh, sorry, I blanked out. What did you say?
But I listened to all 90% of it.
I did that once. I knew exactly. You were talking about demons and witches and racist people. And I don't want my mama to be black, so I'm not going to step on cracks. Like, you taught me all of that.
Okay, good.
See? I learned.
Don't ask me any questions about fireworks because I don't got it. 1976, 1967, 1692, 76. The Declaration of Independence was signed July 2nd of 1676. Am I close? Am I close? What is it? What is it? 1762.
July 2nd?
Yeah. Of.
The Declaration of Independence was signed on July 4th.
Okay. So.
Of 1776.
I was right with the sixes and the sevens. I just didn't have
But
them
you
in the
missed
right
the
order.
Date.
Well, but you said something.
But because John Adams said it on the second.
Said words.
Yeah, so
of
you have
it
that.
Happened on 4th of July. Duh.
Obviously, that's why we don't have a 2nd of July.
Dope.
Yeah, so I'm so glad you learned so much this episode.
Every episode. Excuse me, everybody, like, subscribe, go to our Facebook, go to our Instagram, go to our TikTok.
Please leave us a review.
Yes, please.
We appreciate it.
Tell us topics we should do next time. Also, Allie and I forgot to mention, but I think we're going to have some guest hosts soon and stuff, which will be really, really fun. And yeah.
If you want a guest host or you have anyone who you think should guest host, then send them our way.
Yeah, we're down to have people teach us stuff. Because I came back with 60% fact, remember?
Yeah, and we would like maybe a little bit.
100% fact.
I mean, maybe like 92.
92 is a good number.
Yeah.
Because who knows 100% of everything?
We don't even know 100% of everything.
I know 100% about nothing. Wait, that's... I'm being hard on myself.
Think I know 100% about anything.
Me either.
No. I think that's impossible to know.
Einstein? Did he know him? No, he didn't even know. Never mind.
No, ask it.
Now I was going to say, like, unanswerable questions. Like, questions that are 100% unanswerable. I think Einstein had a lot of those.
I don't know.
Me either. I don't know shit about Einstein. Einsteinists, please come.
Maybe we should do him as a topic.
I can't. I'm not doing any more real smart ones. Like, when I tried to do Confucius, that was so hard. Einstein, well, I guess he's not. I guess I could. Well,
E equals MC squared.
What does that even mean? Time and light and space and
energy
math
equals mass something over, squared.
Yeah. I don't even know what a square root is. The root of what?
Okay.
No.
We're teaching you this. So if you take two numbers, like 2 times 2,
yeah,
it equals 4, right?
Yeah.
4 times 4,
yeah,
equals 16. If you have 4 4 times, it's 16.
Yeah.
So the square root of 16 is 4. The square root of 4 is 2. So whatever two, like the same number times itself, whatever that number equals, the square
root of it?
No, that the square root is the first number.
Of?
So 2 times 2 equals 4. 2 is the square root of 4.
Yeah, so got it.
She does not
I
have
so it. Got it, guys.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank
I
you.
A mini topic, flash fact, square root.
All right. You ready?
3, 2, 1.
Class is dismissed.